that time.
Mike is trying it, y'all.
There she go.
Mike, you really trying it.
There she go. What am I trying?
Did you just say when I get to talking, I don't have no regards for time, Mike? Oh, Mike is trying. You see what happens when you gone for a whole 2 weeks and you come back trying to be brand new, Mike?
That ain't my fault. You were
no, it is your fault. We not even gonna talk about it, but you it is your fault.
Yeah.
Listen, thank you for tuning into the Dame Truth with Edith Yolanda.
And the Wednesday Gentleman. What's going on, y'all?
You know what, Mike? Don't be trying to come all up in here with the Wednesday Gentleman, all Casanova-like. And you've been gone. You've been missing for 2 weeks.
You ain't sent out no text talking about
whatever.
I miss you.
Whatever. The people miss you. I don't have to miss you. I don't miss you. The people were like, well, where's Doc? Where's Doc? Where's Doc? And I said, I don't know where Doc is. He must be up in some other bitch. I don't know.
What? See? See how
he don't come to work. He must be dealing with a whole nother bitch. He ain't showed up for work for 2 weeks.
Nah, tell the people the truth.
Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in to the Dame Truth. You know, it's we've been missing. I didn't do a podcast last week because I just didn't feel whole without my partner in crime. Mm-hmm. And I will say this, I am working hella hard.
That you are. I'm
working hella hard. And I mean, I'm trying to figure out why am I doing this to myself. Like,
money.
It's the money. It's most definitely the money.
Moolah.
So, yeah.
Moolah, y'all. That's what we do. We stay on the grind. We hustle.
Well, what's happening is these kids are getting bigger, which requires more money.
Yes.
Ugh. These ain't even my goddamn kids.
But my job has been trying me, but
yeah, they got you all over the place.
Edith said it is the Mercury retrograde, so we gonna let them leave before I we gonna let that ride for the rest of the month.
The 28th is done.
But what will not happen April 1st, if that nonsense is still going on. If anybody out there want a job,
oh,
starting at $12 an hour or more,
okay,
y'all come see me.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. You know what? We really need to do. I really want to do something that's positive for the community. We should do a networking mixer job fair. I think that would be great. And then Mercury won't be in retrograde until October. So people can have a good job April, May, June, July, August, September. That's 6 months. Okay. They should be in good with their boss. So when they flip out again in October, when Mercury does his whole thing all over again, the boss can say, well, normally they're a good person. I'm going to let this shit slide.
Well, I thought it was because people had received their taxes and just starting to act damn fool.
That could be it. Would you like to tell the people what happened at your job with the...
Which one?
The lady with her facial hair.
Okay.
I think this is interesting, and I think this is what we need to tell the people so they will know what they should not do.
She been laughing about it.
So in a meeting.
I guess I'll go ahead and tell the story.
Please tell the people.
I had a staff meeting in my Atlanta office this past Monday, and I was teaching on ethics.
Of all things.
Of all things. And at the end of the table, toward the back, this older lady, she's over 60. I thought she was scratching her face. So I'm trying to go by the PowerPoint, trying to teach some points. And I'm looking at her and I'm noticing that she's not rubbing her face. She's shaving.
Jesus.
And everybody's like, what? I can see your face. You're like, nah, doc.
You
ain't see her shaving. Yes. No, she didn't pull out any shaving cream. She did
it. It was a dry shave, my nigga.
It was a dry shave.
Hell no. She got the bumpiest, roughest face I know for a woman.
Like I do when I go to the barber and he take the razor and he gets the side, the shape. So she was in there, and I'm like, nah, I have to be seeing things. I got, it must be the meds I'm taking right now. It's got to be something. And then I had a staff person after the meeting. She said, Mr. Doc, did you see that woman in the back? I was like, yeah. She was like, she was shaving during the meeting. And I said, yes, I'm going to address that.
Damn.
With her.
And so she, wait, does she have like a, is it really like a really bad hair problem?
Look, I don't look at my female staff like that. It's called hirsutism. You know, you look like a man like that. Hey, I don't look at you like that. I care about my money. And my money deals with, in my business, the documentation being done right. And us treating the customer correctly.
Right. So, but you can't be, bitch, you can't be back there shaving at the damn staff meeting.
I was just amazed at what made her feel so comfortable doing that during a staff meeting that you're getting paid for.
So did you talk to her in the end?
Yes.
How did that go?
She just said, okay. I'm sorry.
Damn. You know what, Mike? I think you should actually, like, there should be people in place that show people how to properly dress, how to properly, you know,
aren't they doing that with our young folks? Listen, y'all. When you go on an interview,
you have to do the hand clap.
Yes. Because I do interviews like every other week.
They don't know better.
So when you go on an interview, one of the things that you need to do is not look like you rolled out of bed. Let's not do it, because I will not see you. And you will say that I'm wrong and inconsiderate. But if you didn't think enough to dress yourself,
Mike, they don't know.
I don't care if it is a CNA job. Dress the part.
Listen, my cousin to a staffing agency one day, and this dude and his girl got out the car together, went inside the staffing agency. She had on pajama pants. He had on a dirty shirt. And I was like, who is staffing these people? But they're usually doing factory jobs and things like that. And a lot of people do not know how. That's a whole nother. We're going to have to revisit this, because I feel like when it comes down to professionalism, being on time and things like that, Black people lack at that.
Yes.
We really do. And to be honest, I know that it happens in other races and stuff, but we get picked out the most.
I work in my field of social services and dealing with CNAs who are the direct staff. I deal with their supervisors, but at this point I'm dealing with direct staff. And the thing that people need to know, whatever job that you are applying for, whatever job you're applying for, you need to dress the part. Now, I understand people come from different socioeconomic statuses.
Yeah.
I understand that people may not have it. I got that. But whatever you have, make sure it's washed. Ugh. Make sure it's clean. Make sure it's ironed. And make sure that you are presentable. I don't care if it's just a button-down shirt and some slacks. If it's khakis.
People are just really slack, because people dress for what they want to dress for. I went downtown Atlanta this weekend. My cousin from Boston, shout out Eunice. She was here, and we were going to a restaurant off of Auburn Avenue, and a police officer pulled somebody over, Black guy. He gets out of his car, and my cousin was like, damn, he's scruffy. He didn't have his beard. He didn't have a tape up. He didn't have a haircut. He just looked like he rolled up out of bed. And I was like, this is bad, because he represents APD. I'm just saying, we got to do better. And on that note.
That was a police officer?
A police officer. When you start.
You better not be giving me a ticket.
Listen, when you go into like prisons and stuff like that, you'd be surprised at how the guards even dress. Stains in their shirt, just sloppy. And I'm just like, yo, there needs to be like a class where they talk about being present, being on time, and being presentable, period. But we're not even here for that today. What we have is a good show.
For sure.
Some shit went down while you were gone. A few laws got passed. Some things went down. We're going to talk about it. Some things happened in the street with Wendy. I hadn't talked to you since then. And we went to the movies yesterday. I was dog-ass tired, too. But I went to the movies with you yesterday. Because everybody said we needed to see this movie. and we're going to talk about this movie. So give us a quick break. We'll be right back with the dang truth. Hold on.
Women gonna be ready to
wait. Listen, what? Y'all, what? You must go to Mike's blog. It is. You have to go to Mike's blog. That's all I have to say. I have a few of my friends now that follow you, Mike. And they were like, what the fuck? Is this a cliffhanger? Like, what's going on? Like, why are you leaving us in suspense? So you have to go ahead and do the follow-up. Because I know Love is one of them was like, yo, what's going to happen next?
She wouldn't answer my question, by the way. We have to comment. Let me say this real quick. I do a blog about every other week. But this week, I'm going to come out with it back to back. Because I know... people are like, what the hell?
Right.
Basically, I will put the blog out. I want you all to comment. Because if you comment,
yes.
It drives. It's the algorithm that Facebook does.
Please.
If you're commenting, more and more people are going to see it.
Gotcha.
So that's what I need you all to do. Even if you just say, what the hell?
Yeah.
Or you say, thank you for my orgasm tonight.
Whoa.
I appreciate it.
Oh, my nigga.
Go ahead. Hey.
It's like that.
The comments in the DM, be like, well, I got a little horny.
Yeah,
like
get out his DMs and go put it on the...
Comment.
See, okay, let me ask you this, Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it's word on the street. I know it's word on the street. But I really want to know from you, my friend. Do you think that I'm just a little too transparent and a little too open? Because I feel like everybody is so scared to, like, actually... I'm talking about grown-ass women and men. Y'all can't have a conversation about sex in the open. Y'all afraid that your mama and daddy gonna whoop your ass or something? And like, I just don't get it. Like, why are they going in your DM? Stop doing things in secret or on the low. Y'all can't hide from God. So why the fuck are you hiding from man?
Just comment.
That shit kills me.
Well, I understand some pastors and first ladies can't comment.
They the freakiest motherfuckers out there.
Understand that. I want them to read. Y'all Christian folks, I want y'all to read. For the rest of y'all that's not scared,
I want you to read and masturbate. Oh. Don't just read, touch yourself.
I want you to
find your G spot.
I want you to comment.
Get wet.
I want you to comment. Now, for what's coming up this week.
Okay.
Now it's what I always try to do, what's unexpected.
Mike, just bring it.
So.
Just bring it, Mike.
And in the end, you'll be satisfied. I'll say.
Ooh, so they go get a big
You might say, what the hell at the beginning? But at the end, you'll be like, oh, thank you, baby.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You know, I might do a Facebook Live when I just read one of your stories just to get people talking. But anyway, this is Word on the Street. We done got into Mike's whole blog. But this is Word on the Street. And we got a lot of news for you guys. Mike, when you were gone, some things went to the shits. As far as I'm concerned, they went to the shits. So you do know that Georgia has a new law now.
No.
Okay. Georgia, the Georgia Senate passes the heartbeat abortion ban bill. And it was a whole lot of shit going on. You had the white girls dressing like they were from, Handmaid's Tale or whatever. It's a lot going on. But basically, it says that Atlanta... the protests and the heavy police presence in Georgia for the Senate passed a bill banning almost all abortions after a fetal heartbeat, which is kind of like, it's crazy because right now there are a lot of women that are carrying or have children that have a lot of health issues and they can't carry their babies full term and things of that magnitude. It's going to be against the law to actually abort a child. So the bill is backed by the Republican governor, Brian Kemp, and it passed on a 34-18 party line vote, and it would be one of the nation's strictest anti-abortion measures if it becomes law and is not blocked in court battles. It will now go back to the House to approve Senate changes, where it's expected to pass again. Women in Georgia can currently seek an abortion during the first 20 weeks of pregnancy. A heartbeat can be detected in an embryo as early as 6 weeks into pregnancy before many women know that they are pregnant. Many women don't know that they're pregnant within the first 6 weeks. So it's going to really make them go through with the pregnancy.
So how many weeks was it before?
20.
20.
Yes, you could have an abortion up until 20 weeks. And this is what I really had. I deleted a guy on Facebook. I think it was like Thursday or Friday night. He just really blew the fuck out of me. And I went live with it. It was Friday. Because he was saying that myself and some other women were making excuses for women who just wanted to use abortion as a form of birth control. And I told him that, no, I actually know of many women who had health conditions. The child had health conditions and they could not go through it, go through the pregnancy. This to me is basically telling me that old white men in Georgia get to dictate what is best for my body. I went to church. Me and my mom went to church with a young lady who was pregnant with a child. The child's heart was outside of his body. I have a family member that I know that the child's heart was outside of the body. The kidneys were, and they had club feet and hands. So there are things like this that really a lot of people, they say that we're just killing babies. But I think that a part of your heart goes when you give birth to a child that you know is going to be unhealthy and eventually die. Or, you know, I just don't think that it's just, to me, I don't think that abortion should be a part of a birth control method for a woman. But there are women out here that have been raped by men, have gotten pregnant. So there are all kinds of scenarios. You can't just say a woman is being a hoe. And stop categorizing all women in that situation. I know that, yes, women can have adoptive parents for their children. But again, some women can't go through with that. And my whole thing is if for the men who are saying things like that, and for the men who are saying that this is a common sense bill, like women don't have fucking common sense, which is actually a slap in the face. Okay, so what about your responsibilities? You should be wearing a condom and stop trying to fucking pull out. You should, what would it be if there was a birth control pill for men? Would y'all take your birth control pill on time every day?
Having a hard time just keeping my medication.
Okay, and that's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. I have girlfriends, and even for myself, being a young lady, I didn't take birth control to stop pregnancy. I took birth control to get a regular period. But with that being said, it was very hard for me to take a pill every day around the same time during the day. So there are certain things that can happen even if a woman is taking birth control. Stop blaming it always on the woman. You see what I'm saying?
I wholeheartedly agree. You're not going to get any opposition from me on this regard. I think when it comes to abortion and the decision for an abortion, like you said, all women are not out here trying to use it as a birth control method. I mean, there are circumstances where you know, people feel that that's what they need to do.
Right.
And who am I to tell a woman that, no, you shouldn't do that? So on and so forth. I got no say in the matter as that regard. Now, if it comes to us having a child and things of that nature, then that's something else.
Right. Right.
But with what Yolanda is saying right now,
he ain't got no qualms. And the thing about it, Mike, is that there's so many children out here that are fatherless. there's so many children out here that are motherless because the father and the mother are not involved in the child's lives. You know what I'm saying? And it becomes to be a cycle of brokenness and all kinds of things. And I'm not the person that is like, if I were to get pregnant tomorrow, I would not have an abortion. But I can understand a young woman or a woman who is going through things, or a woman who has medical or health conditions that has to get an abortion or wants to get an abortion. Bitch, I will drive you to the clinic myself. And I will support you, and I will talk to you and let you know that I'm here in support for you. And I'm not going to steer you in the wrong direction. Now, if you're doing some fuck shit, like getting pregnant multiple times and having 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 abortions, then that's something that you have to work on within yourself, because there's something that there's a void there that's missing. But I'm not going, God gives lets us have a decision in what we want to choose. You know, he gives us the choice of life or death. So why is it that these other people are not giving us the decision? I have no idea. But in other news, Wendy is still with her man. Mm-hmm. And Wendy, you know, listen, a lot of people are weighing in on the Hunter family, and even Wendy's friends are saying that she needs to dump Kevin, because she admitted on her show recently that she is staying in a sober living facility. And I say, you know what? Kudos to Wendy. Now, I don't think that Wendy wanted to be caught out there going into a sober living facility, so she came out on her own. But I'm glad that she at least is taking the steps to be sober.
She don't look like a Grinch in that picture.
Listen.
You're a mean one.
Listen.
Mr. Grinch.
Okay, I'm going on to another one. I'm not talking about Wendy anymore. I hope Wendy, because you call her the Grinch and everything. Clearly,
I mean, I
she's
feel,
really
I feel
doing some shit
condition.
To her face, too.
I feel she for her condition, stop. But this picture that she has right here is like, Kevin is like, Kevin looking like
Kevin look good.
He looking like Floyd Mayweather, and she looking like mean one. So I'm just like, you know, she made to me, and this is just me in this picture, is like, I'm staying with him because this is all I know. This is all I can do. I don't want to be without him. Maybe they are trying to work it out. I don't try to interject my thoughts in someone's marriage, but, you know, I wish her well in her recovery. I always want people who want to do better to be better. I would sue her plastic surgeon.
Listen, I'm just gonna read. She's so stupid.
I'm just saying,
cause she really is doing a lot with those fillers. Ooh, but anyway, Jesus. It says Wendy Williams must dump her domineering husband if she wants to regain her mental and physical health. Her friend Paul Porter says Wendy tearfully revealed on her talk show on Tuesday that she's living in a sober house. Porter, a Northeastern University alum like Williams and the author of Blackout, about his 40 years as a broadcaster, was alarmed watching Wendy Williams' show on Thursday as she coughed and choked. He said, "I thought she was going to pass out," Porter told me. "I'm worried about her health. Somebody needs to do something." And I really do think that this is a time when her friends and her family need to surround her and love her and get her out of whatever is going on with her. And finally, the movie Us. So we went to go see Us yesterday. I definitely wanted to see it because I loved Get Out. What? You know, the stirring of the cup. I was thinking that we were going to get a stirring of the cup. I thought we Lupita did her thing. I don't want to.
She was great.
I don't want to talk about the movie. I don't want to talk. Go into it.
Once upon a time.
That was Lupita's voice in the movie. Look, I don't want to give it away, guys. I don't want to give it away. Out of 5 stars, Mike, what do you give it?
I will give it 3.
Okay. I will give it 1.5 because I started texting and Facebooking and tweeting in the movie half the way. I will say that there were certain parts in the movie that it wasn't even, how can I say, it wasn't thought-provoking to me. It was irritating me, because it's just certain things that Black people, we do not do as Black people, and they were doing it in this movie, and I was like, come on, Peele, we don't do this shit, Peele. And then when you're doing a horror flick like this, I just felt like it needed to be more horror or more thriller than comical. The shit was funny to me.
It was suspense and it was comical. I have to agree that there were some things you just like,
man,
who the hell gonna let their child just walk
man,
off?
Man, don't say nothing. Hey. Don't tell the movie, because hey, people will get pissed
now,
off.
Black folks, with our kids... Now, when we tell our kids to stay somewhere, what
or
they better
to
do
something,
they better stay right there.
Right.
And if we feel them move...
Right where?
Right there. Right there. And if they don't...
That's that hand.
We need to go to the bathroom. Mama, I don't feel like going to the bathroom. If you don't get your ass and
get
let's go to the bathroom
here now,
that's what happened. So this movie wouldn't never.
It wasn't realistic to me, and I thought that. To me, I like the acting. I think the actors were great, but I did not like the movie at all. It just was not realistic to me.
I mean, I'm not gonna spoil it. If you know me, you just go to my page because I'm talking about it.
Right,
but. The ending is very confusing. I'm thinking that Jordan is coming out with a part two to it, because then it would make sense.
Yeah.
But I didn't get the ending at all, and I was sitting there like I was waiting like an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
When we waiting, we have to sit through the credits, and then they show us a snippet of what's coming. That's what I was doing
in the theater, trying to figure it out.
What the hell?
Let this shit go to Blu-ray, DVD. It wasn't good to me.
I can't say that. I want to support our people and what we do.
I do too, but also, he missed it. Get Out was better.
Well, Get Out was better, and it now to me, Get Out was scary because
that shit was real.
It was
realistic.
To me, I'm like white women taking brothers. Okay.
And we get it.
I'm scared to see a white woman. When I see a white woman, I get in the car.
Listen.
No hate, no shade. I love y'all. I love all women the same.
That was some real shit.
I think twice before a white woman when she
now,
come up to me and talk to
Get me. When Get Out came out, I analyzed that movie through and through. With this movie, I was like, what the fuck am I watching?
Wasn't it the same? But wait a minute. Wasn't it the same music in Get Out that... I just realized that it's the same.
What I will say this is, I will go to a matinee and I will watch it again for like $3 or $4 off. But I just no. I'm gonna go see Captain Marvel on.
It was worth the matinee.
Yeah, it was.
It was worth the matinee.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Mike, for taking me, by the way, because I did not have to use my money to see that fuck shit. No, but I enjoyed your company, Mike. It was wonderful. I got to laugh with you, even though you told me to put my phone up within 45 minutes of the movie. But I would say, if you guys have that brain where you can analyze certain things, go check out Go check out Us. But if you don't have no time to sit here and try to read Bible verses and shit and try to figure this shit out, then wait for it to go Blu-ray or DVD, Redbox.
To my blurts, that's Black Nerds. Y'all go out and watch it.
I'm kind of nerdy. I'm hella smart, Mike.
Crickets.
Fuck you. All right. go support us. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with the Dame Truth. You're so stupid. Mike, but at the end of the day, I think I was sheltered enough. I wasn't overly, because I know some kids back in the day that grew up, they couldn't wear no dresses, they couldn't wear no makeup, they couldn't have no earrings, I mean no pants, they could only wear dresses.
But what isn't that a, what religion is that?
Holiness, Kojic, yeah. You know,
yeah,
well, Church of God in Christ.
Yeah,
I wasn't like, you know, sheltered to the point where my mother used to talk to me about sex. She would talk to me. Now, the way that she talked to me was a rough approach, because she, I'll never forget when I got my period. She was like, oh, so you have your period. You do know you can get pregnant, right? So let's keep boys' hands off of certain private areas, because you can get pregnant. You can be with child.
She scared your ass.
She scared the shit out of me. Mm-hmm. My mother told me that if I kiss a boy too long, that I could end up being in a situation where I would have a baby. And now, see, I thought it was, bitch, you kiss him, mm-hmm, past 3 minutes, you go get knocked up.
She scared you. So you thinking
she scared
kiss,
the shit out of me.
A kiss equal pregnancy.
But it was real, though. My mom, she didn't, it wasn't that she lied to me. Okay, say for instance, last night, I went to this woman's house and we were talking because I had to do makeup for her daughter. And we were talking and I was like, yo, I think that the prom dresses and prom is gotten too elaborate. Like, it's just too much. And this woman told me that one of her church members, her daughter went to some college out of state for like a college tour. Because she was a track star, ended up getting mono, which is known as the kissing disease, right? Died. And they just buried her in her prom dress. So there are certain things that my mom told me about. Okay, you know you can get mono. Okay, you know you can get a bump on your lip if you kiss the wrong person. Like, I just knew that the way that she taught me, she never told me a lie. But she was hella dramatic with telling me. And that's why I think that people today still like listen and read my posts. Because they're like, Yolanda, you're not lying. It's just your approach. I get that shit from Blondell.
I can see that.
From Blondell.
I can see that.
But I'm not, I wasn't sheltered. I think that there's a certain amount of sheltering that you're supposed to give to your child because you don't want their innocence to be destroyed immediately. Like, when I went to college, I didn't know that Joe was talking about 69 was a very good year, was a sex position. I thought it was his birth date, his birth year.
You thought that was his birth year?
Yes.
And she did not know that 69.
No.
Okay. And this was when?
College. I was 19.
College, right? So that means that she was sheltered. Okay.
My mom wasn't going to tell me that 69 means that you suck a boy's dick and he suck your pussy.
Look.
What are you talking about?
She didn't. Look, y'all.
I needed to find that out the way I found
it. What she won't tell you is that.
Oh, my God.
In high school, she didn't learn a whole lot. She stayed away.
I knew this
glamour queen you see now.
I knew enough.
She didn't know shit. Unlike me.
I got my first hickey from Darryl Oliver.
Whatever. But anyway, I knew. I was. And see, the reason why I can say this is because I was sheltered. I'm a preacher kid.
PK.
So I was sheltered until the sixth grade. And in the sixth grade, I found N.W.A. That's why I love that movie so much.
Yo.
Eazy-E's first project.
Compton.
Eazy Does It. When they talk about She Swallowed It. I did not know what that meant.
I still don't know that song.
I was still bumping it.
I don't know that song.
And was listening to. I was listening to it in my headphones.
I got to Spotify it right now.
And I was listening to the song. And then, you know, I was trying to be around my friends and not try to, you know, act like, you know, I didn't know what was said. So one day, my next door neighbor, Rico Allen, shout out.
Oh, wait a minute, don't.
Shout out my man, my fan for life. He helped me to the game because he was in his room, you know, was thinking, he's an older guy, was thinking that he was playing Sega. And then, like, when we closed the door, he had a porn. And I'm just like, what?
He introduced you to porn?
He introduced me to porn because I didn't know anything about it. I was in the sixth grade. I mean.
Damn.
So.
Innocence.
I'm sitting there like looking at this woman trying to run away from this dude with this big dick. So I'm just like, damn, what?
My brother used to have a lot of porn.
And, you know, when she was giving him head, I'm like, oh, so that's what they mean by she swallowed. It's like, yeah, bruh. That's what they mean. So,
that's crazy.
I learned a lot of stuff from porn.
I used to read porn stories. Did you read porn stories?
Yeah, in the magazines. You know, that our dads tried to hide. Yeah, our uncles tried to hide.
My brother had a ton of them. I used to read.
You know, my dad kept his stuff on the top shelf in his closet. And I ended up finding it one day. That and the condoms.
The preacher?
Yeah, under his Kango hats.
Oh,
yeah.
Hell no.
I mean, you know.
Hell no.
I'm just saying, shout out, Dad. I appreciate
it. So, wait, preachers be watching porn?
Well, I don't know if he actually had porn. He had the magazine.
Oh, the magazines. That was the old school way of doing it.
You know, so he had that and the jet. You know, the jet beauties back then.
Yeah,
they were actually kind of fine back in the day. So, you know, that's what we had. But that's kind of how I learned. That's how I learned things. But, you know, a lot of times, you know, I wish I would have had someone to kind of tell me, like, hey, bruh. Women don't like to be banged out all the time.
But you had to learn that gradually. You don't just want to know that straight off the bat. That takes out the growth process.
But you know, we try to.
A woman tells you best how to make love to her.
But you know, when we are in that time frame, it's like, okay, so you want me? Are you good? You not a virgin, are you? Nah, girl.
Oh my God.
Nah, girl. I'm a, you know, I be hitting these girls all the time.
I took one of my boyfriend's virginity in college, honestly. Shout out Ramon. Ramon, listen. Yo, I know he will never forget me. This nigga will never forget me. I don't care how many bitches he marries. I don't care how many children he has. He will never forget me. Ramon. You know what? I need to bring him on the show. Because I'll never forget. Like, I wasn't that experienced, but I did give him head and he flipped the script.
When was this? College?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
We were both 19.
Oh my God.
And he was a virgin at 19.
Well, that's good. I mean, I applaud anyone that saves themselves now.
Yeah. I was a little fast, you know, for him.
I'm hoping that my son just continues to hold on.
Yeah, because these bitches are out here and they are not worth it. Tell your son to hold his penis to himself.
My son goes to a predominantly white school, so I don't want him being, you know, a part of Get Out.
Wake up, brother.
That's my fear.
Ian, too. My nephew, too.
I don't mean any disrespect, but I don't want him missing. That's all I got to say.
Well, listen, at the end of the day, like, I don't have any... Mike, you are an idiot. But no, I told my nephew, because like I have a little cousin. He went to Boston Latin in Boston, Massachusetts, and it was predominantly white. And I mean, they had some issues going on at Boston Latin that was just really racial. And I told my cousin, I was like, yo, he wants to go to another predominantly, I think he wanted to go to Cal or he wanted to go to USC because he's going to school for biology or to be a doctor. And so I told her, I said, we're going to push Howard. Let's push Howard. Mm-hmm. He's at Howard University and he got around some black tail. Oh, he's the nigga now. Like, he got facial hair all over the place. He got his hair nappy. He throws up a fist. I'm all for it, especially our young black men that have been raised around majority white people. I think that they need to know their culture. I feel like they need to go to a HBCU. I feel like they need to be exposed to the blackness of HBCUs. So, if anything, I'm really going to push my nephew to go to a HBCU.
I'm glad you told me. Now I know how to push him.
I mean, hey.
So that's cool. I didn't go to a HBCU. I went to University of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my student loan money goes
every
month.
But, shout out to AU.
But during the time where I was at University of Georgia, I dated a girl who went to FAMU.
Hey, so, Rattlers.
So I would make that trek to Tallahassee.
Ooh, to get some sale.
To do that and to take part of the homecoming festival.
Homecoming, yep.
I did not go to any football game during my college time at UGA. I went to about 3 FAMU games.
Wow.
Because there's no experience like it.
Yep.
It's none whatsoever.
Absolutely.
It's a time where we as people get together. And it's just love. I mean, it's no fighting, no.
Right.
It's just love.
Absolutely.
Across. And it's black folks.
It's nothing like it.
It's nothing like it.
Yeah.
And I was just like in awe. Now, I did get mad because, you know, it's all about the band.
Yeah.
Because I was still like, okay, I want to watch the football game. It's like, okay.
No, it's a halftime show. The football team.
The band is performing. We can go home now. It's like, no. I want to finish watching the game.
It'd be empty at the stands. She'd be like, oh,
They have alums that come back and sit in the sections that they used to sit in. And they'd be like, well, section number one over here. they got their own little cheer. It's like section number one. I'm like, man, but it's a feeling like no other. So I could imagine going to Howard or to FAMU or what's that, Alabama A&T or whatever.
Yeah, all of them. South Carolina State, shout out to SCSU, Benedict College, Claflin University. Yeah, I grew up in a college town, so which, you know, had two HBCUs. And so I feel that if you have a child or if you were raised in a predominantly white school, you should go to a HBCU. But I also feel that if you were at a predominantly black school, you should go to a school that's more culturally diverse. Honestly, those are my feelings, because what happened to me was when I went to South Carolina State University, I was seeing everybody that I went to high school with. And I legit told my mom, I said, I think if you don't give me a blessing to go to NYU, because I got accepted to Columbia. So I was like, if you don't give me
all the stuff you tell me during the show.
I told you I was kind of smart. Okay. I got accepted. Honestly, when I graduated from high school, I applied to 6 colleges that I wanted to go to. I got accepted to 4, and about 6 colleges wanted me. So I was getting it. I did a good thing. I was also who's who. I did a lot in high school. I was very active. So a lot of people saw that I worked with the 4-H club. I was in ROTC. I did band. I did chorus. I cheered for football season. Like, I did a lot of stuff. I played volleyball. So I looked good on a resume. That's what I'm trying to get to my nephew and my niece. It's like, just go out and try certain things. I wasn't good at everything. I sucked at volleyball, but I tried it. You know what I'm saying?
That I can believe.
I mean, and to be honest, I really loved ROTC. I loved ROTC more than I loved cheerleading. But cheerleading got me out of myself, because there was a part of me that was kind of, I was kind of shy. I was always told by my grandmother I was always told by my grandmother that I needed to lose weight. So when the director for the cheerleading squad said, I want you to try out for cheerleading, and I tried out and I made it, it was a sense of accomplishment. But when I tell you, my first football game, I totally blew it. I was so shy. I was so embarrassed. I couldn't get on beat for shit. And it was just bad. But I had people that wouldn't allow me to give up. And I feel like parents today are just coddling the fuck out of their kids, where they're just like, you know, they're not good at one game. Okay, you don't have to do it anymore. Oh, I don't want to hear that trumpet making all that noise. Put that trumpet up. The drums makes too much noise. Go play somewhere else. Like, you gotta allow your kids to live. I think the arts are good. I think just let them live. Just let them live. But yes, I was sheltered, but motherfucker, didn't nobody beat my ass. I know that much.
Ethel Blondell was your mom.
I had to fight many a times in school.
And I know.
Shout out to Robert Cho for scratching me in my face in elementary school. I still have the scar, my nigga. But I had to fight whole niggas. And a lot of times it was because these men, you know what? Let's talk about that. Because what I realized, I was kind of fat shamed, I think, on Facebook last night. I think I was. Because I was working really fucking hard. I got up, I for like 3 days. I had to be downtown Atlanta at 9 o'clock and at 5:30 in the morning. Got up hella early, was working, then had to turn around, go to my full-time job, work, then get off. And I went and did 2 other people after I got off of work. After we got done with the movies, I went to do another job. So last night I was like, yo, I'm so hungry. I haven't eaten anything since like maybe 12:30 today. Now it's 11 o'clock. The only thing that's open is McDonald's and Taco Bell. I can't really eat anything at McDonald's because I'm not eating meat. Let me go to Taco Bell and get a bean burrito, right? So I'm in the line at Taco Bell for like 45 minutes. No, it wasn't that long. But I was hungry as fuck. The man in front of me had to go back in the line because they fucked up his order, right? And so I'm waiting for them to get his order right. Then I get my bean burrito 10 minutes later because I was literally in the line for 10 minutes. And I was on Facebook and I was like, the only thing I want is my bean burrito in bed. And so this dude came on my Facebook and was kind of like, you got to do better. And it was kind of like he was trying to tell me that I can't get no bigger because I look better smaller. Is that fat shaming? That kind of to me sounds like fat shaming.
I don't know who this brother's mother is, but my mother always told me,
listen,
never say that a woman is fat.
But this brings me back to...
Never, ever.
He didn't say I was fat, but he was alluding to some fat shit.
Never, ever.
So, this is why I was like, shout out to Robert Joe, who scratched me in my face in elementary school, because Robert Joe liked me. But I wasn't looking at Robert Joe. I was like, fuck you, Robert Joe. You got rotten teeth. You got them silver caps in your mouth. Fuck you. Don't touch me. You know what I'm saying? So he knew that I didn't want him to touch me. So he scratched me in my face. And Miss Cash whooped his ass. This was back in the day when teachers could actually spank you in school. Yeah. And she told my mother, she was like, he messed up her beautiful skin. But don't worry about it because I tore his little ass up for it. Right? So it brought me back to how Robert Joe acted in elementary school, and this man is acting on my Facebook page because I'm not coming for him. He's a tall, good-looking guy, and I see how women fawn over him, but I'm not really interested because you're not really my type. You actually look kind of dirty to me because I think that you might have a dirty dick because of all the women that are, like, fawning over you, so I'm not interested in you at all. And then he has this sense of cockiness, like he's the shit, where I've seen a whole lot of men look a whole lot better and have a better personality than you. So when I'm not checking for you, this is how you come at me, my nigga. Don't worry, because bitch, I have my fupa out all summer long.
Wow. Bruh.
I'm just saying, you motherfucking tried it.
Bruh. That's what y'all mean by you tried it.
He tried it. He came for my whole life.
Well, don't insinuate, my dude. Just you fucked up.
He right tried here. It. He really tried it.
You really. I'm not one to fat shame anyone. And I always say, you know, brothers should always look in the mirror, because, you know, when you always, you know, we have this little thing that we say, you know, if a woman is a little to the, we will say she a little to the left. that means that
Mike, really,
that she's a little over, but, you know, that's cool. But we not saying that in front of, or telling the woman that, like,
you don't have, girl, to say nothing. He didn't have to say anything on my post. The only thing he had to do was go on about his fucking business. What you're doing, sir, is you're trying to get my attention, but you're getting my attention in the wrong way.
And that's not flattering.
At all.
How you gonna talk to, you know, I could see a woman saying, hey, I like that. Because even women who, you know, when I had gained the weight before I went into the hospital.
Right. By the way, like, you're looking good. You're looking good.
I want to touch your belly. I'm like, really? I don't want that. Don't do that. Don't do that shit.
Why?
I don't like that.
Really?
Because that's a sensitive part.
Got you.
Because
I got you.
I went through school and I was a big kid.
Right.
I didn't have any muscles.
Okay.
My parents didn't have a lot of money. So okay. I was the fat kid wearing tight clothes because that's all we could afford.
Got you.
So for me, it's still a sensitive issue. I was shy just like you were.
Okay.
For things. And, you know, I was just like, well, you know, that's all it's going to be. So I was kind of like you. I didn't do well. Mm-hmm. With that. So I didn't bust people's ass until college.
Oh.
When I got some, I don't know if the Lion came out that year or whatever, but I was online for a fraternity. And that's when the dog came out. And when somebody tried to say something slick about me, all of that smartness just came out. And they were like, oh, shit, this nigga can play the dozens.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we got our confidence.
But in high school, I was the thicker girl in high school, but a bitch was fine. So I had a whole lot of niggas.
We had to see those pictures.
Listen. I will say this. In high school, my nigga, my mom, I'll never forget. My mom she was a private investigator. So we moved around a lot. I was in high school. I went back to a high school locally where we moved to. And four guys showed up to my house at once. Now, mind you.
Oh, your game was horrible.
Wait a minute. I didn't invite these men to my house. I did not. Brad, doggone Frank, doggone T, doggone, like four of them. And they came on their dirt bike. So I'm like, why are these boys at my house? Because I didn't tell not one of them to come to my house. And I only liked one of the guys out of the whole group. So all four of them come to my house. My mother stepped out on that porch. She said, was there a birthday party I wasn't invited to? I said, oh, shit. I think y'all need to leave. But I mean.
Oh, so you were that girl.
I mean, I was quite popular in high school. But in elementary school, I was very chunky in elementary school.
Now, we had girls like that, but.
They were hoes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not one of those guys can say they ever had sex with me.
Well, I know that.
Not one. Yeah.
I know that now.
Yeah. Shout out to Daryl Oliver for giving me my first hickey, though. That was just amazing. I never had it.
What up, my dude?
Yo, he's going to kill me if he listens to this podcast.
Yes,
you gave me my first hickey, my nigga. You made me feel a little tingly on the inside.
I already talked to him, so we already know.
Yo, guys, this has been a great show. Welcome back, Mike, and we're going to do this again. We got some things coming into play that we can't wait to bust out for this summer. We're definitely, I'm going to have a birthday party here at my home. I didn't tell Mike this, but yeah.
I'm just finding shit out. Oh,
I'm letting you know now.
I'm going to have guests over. Oh,
Mike, okay. By the way, how was your salad tonight?
It was good.
Okay, my nigga, that's what I'm talking about. Come give me a husband soon. Listen, you guys, make sure that you check us out on Instagram at Hermosa Cosmetics.
Check us out on the IG at Wednesday Gentlemen. Check us out on Facebook at The Dame Truth.
Hello, please add yourself.
And Wednesday Gentlemen, check us out.
Come on now. And we will be back with you next week with The Dame Truth. Toodle, guys.
Peace.
Peace.